Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon today is faithfulness in love, or is it love in faithfulness? As I was thinking about this today, I started wondering, is there a difference? Well, I think there is. On faithfulness and love, I think the focus is on love. And love and faithfulness, the focus is on faithfulness. But when you look at the two, is there a difference? That's what we're going to look at today. Now, we've studied the story of Ruth and Naomi in our Bible study when we studied the book of Ruth. And it's very interesting because as the story progresses, things get worse and all of a sudden they get better. And it's an indication of God in our lives and how he helps us. So let's look at a couple verses in here. But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, there we go. Where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. And your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts me from you." And when Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said, "No more." So the two of them went until they came to Bethlehem. All right, let's look at the story. Naomi was Ruth's mother-in-law. And not only did Naomi's husband die, but her two sons died. So we have these three women in the ancient world without a man to protect them or take care of them. In the world of the Bible, women could not own property. They were the same thing we saw in the Middle Ages. They were chattel property. And the word chattel was actually the word for cattle. Okay, so they were no different from a cow. Somebody had to own them. Bless you, my child. But take a look at that. Without a man, what do you do? You don't have somebody to provide. You don't have somebody to protect. You don't have someone to give you a home. I mean, things are tough. No. So all the men and their wives are dead. And Naomi says to Ruth and Orpah, "Listen, go home." Now, they came from pagan backgrounds. Okay? And they married Jewish men, so they attended synagogue. But she says, "I can't take care of you. Go home. Go take care of it. Go do something there." And the thing is that Orpah takes advantage of that and goes back to her family because there would be a man there. But Ruth is a little different, isn't she? She doesn't give up on Naomi. She loves her. She loves her religion and makes the statement that she's not going to change. Well, before we decide if this story is focused on love or on faithfulness, let's look what is meant by the two terms. We talk a lot about faith, and I don't really think I need to define faith. But how does the ending "full" and "ness" change the word faith? Full, to be filled with something, to the brim. And this tells us that we are full of faith. But faith in what? Faith in yourself? Faith in someone else? Or faith in God? Or could it be all three? Our scripture does not really define this for us, does it? So the thing is, it's up to us, we're reading the story, to try and figure it out. Now, Naomi knew she couldn't take care of the two girls because she had no real way to take care of herself. So she says, "Leave. Go to where somebody can take care of you." But Ruth makes that decision and that statement, "For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge, and your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried." Well, Ruth, don't hold back. How do you really feel? You know, so when I see that, that is a strong confession, isn't it? So does Ruth have faith? Of course she does. Does she have faith in Naomi? Yes. Does she have faith in God? Yes. Even though Ruth had been born a pagan, she chose God as the center of her life. And through her love for her mother-in-law, okay, she remains faithful to both your God and her mother-in-law. All right, so now we're talking love and faithfulness working together, aren't we? All right, so are they related? Well, I think so too. So, let's focus on them. Love or faithfulness? Yes, it's both, isn't it? You know, I read this as Ruth loved Naomi, and later in the book, Ruth, they work together and both are taken care of for the rest of their lives because they don't give up. They keep on trying. So, why is this important for us? Why is that a reading for today? What did Jesus tell us? Love your neighbor as yourself. One of the things that I wish you all could go to the annual gathering with me, because that commandment of Jesus was what the entire gathering was about. And the name of the gathering was Listen Up. Listen to God. Hey, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, nobody said it was going to be easy. And they said, take baby steps. The example the guy gave the first day was he had a neighbor across the street that was the southbound end of a northbound horse. Always angry. Well, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. So he says, all right, I'll try it. He goes over the fence and starts talking to the guy. Guy talks back with him. Finds out he's not really too bad of a guy if you talk with him. Guy ends up coming to church and being a friend. Unless he had taken that first step, would that have happened? No. Unless Naomi had taken that step of loving the girls, would Ruth have been with her? No. So love is having faith in someone else. Isn't that what we do with Jesus, is have faith in him? Does he have faith in us? I think so too. So when we look at faithfulness and love, or love and faithfulness, aren't they the same? I think so. Even though they're talking about two different things. But if you have love, you have faith in something. And if you have faith in something, you have a love. Yeah, I think sometimes I was thinking about how to explain this. One is a behavior, the other one's an action. Okay? Geez, what does that sound like? One gospel. Okay. What does this mean? Good Lutheran question. You know, no matter how bad things get, Jesus loves us. One of the things is, there's a book by a Jewish rabbi. Why do bad things happen to good people? Because they do. We live in a broken world. Nobody ever promised us a rose garden. Gee, I could make a country western song out of that. But you see what I'm getting on this? Nobody said it was going to be easy. But who's with us all the time? Jesus. Why? Because we have faith in him, and he has faith in us, and because he loves us. May we always have a Savior who always has our back and we can depend on. This is most certainly true. May this love between us and Jesus keep our hearts and minds